2016, the firefighters delighted. I mean, how you gonna meet a woman? Meet a woman? Small talk? No, it's not gonna work that way. It just doesn't work. Makes you look a little dorky. I mean, you sit there at the bar next to her and say, "Excuse me, miss, but have you heard about that terrible thing that's going around? It's called Soviet cosmonaut disease." And she'll say, "Soviet cosmonaut disease? No, I haven't heard about that." She'll say, "Failure to achieve re-entry due to lack of thrust, huh?" And she says, "Check, please. Now, you gotta press that thing. And be in there. Any young man ain't gonna do it." What you do is you sit next to that beautiful babe and you say, "Bartender, double bourbon, please. What the hell? I'm probably gonna fail anyway. I might as well have a drink and enjoy myself." She'll say, "Double bourbon, fail?" "Yeah, tomorrow I got my firefighter's emergency rescue test, and there's no way I'm gonna pass it. You know, I just broke up with my girlfriend. I can't get anybody to practice with me, and for crying out loud, you know, unless I practice, it's not gonna work." "Does it practice what? CPR?" "You say, no, you practice CPR on this Recessa Annie dummy. No, what I gotta practice is using the breathing apparatus. And if I burst into a fire, for example, and I'm wearing my mask and I find a victim there that's succumbed to smoke, I gotta practice putting the apparatus on. It's easy, you know, it fits gently in your mouth and you breathe on that thing and..." She'll say, "Well, that's all right. Bartender, where's my drink?" We get to talk to her about firefighting, make up some stories. How you used to be a volunteer firefighter and you save people. Talk about kicking out glass. Talk about adventure. Talk about what it's like to carry someone to the breath of life. Talk about standing on a tall ladder that's extended all the way. And right there at the tip of that 236-foot extension ladder, it's only about a foot wide. And there you are, 11 stories off the ground. That wind is whipping around your doodads. You tell her about it and she'll be impressed. Who knows, at the end of the night, you look at your watch and say, "I gotta run, I gotta practice." Would you be... She'll say, "Sure, I'd love to help out a firefighter." She comes to your house, and all you need is a length of soft rubber tube. You say, "Now, all right, now hold still right here. Don't worry, I'm not going to choke you with this. Just open up. Take the rubber tube you lay just right on the tip of her tongue. And then you take your hands and you close her mouth around it. And you say, "All right, now, if this were attached to an oxygen bottle, I would turn on right here, tilt your head back, establish an airway, allow brief oxygen. Okay, remove the tube, close the mouth, compress the chest, reinsert the tube, close the mouth, remove the tube, compress the chest. Very easy. There you go. This is sweet. Now lie down on the couch. Make believe you're unconscious. Okay, there we go. Put that in. Good. That's not so bad. Okay. But I know... I need to do this in the dark. Because, you know, sometimes you get to a fire and the smoke is really thick and everything. And so, hang on a second. Let me turn out the lights." So there you go, and turn out the lights. And as you walk back to the couch, replace the tube with something different. "Okay, now let me grab the tube here. Right, over the mouth, around the mouth. Compress the chest, in the mouth, out of the mouth. Compress the chest, in the mouth, out of the mouth. Compress the chest, in the mouth, out of the mouth." Ah! Oh! God! How do you like that? How do you like that? Condensation in the tube. Wait a minute, come on!